Some afternoon, if you find yourself hungering for a snack, and a Snickers bar seems too, well, too spiritually empty, we have just the product for you. It's a Bible bar. Made from the seven holy foods mentioned in Deuteronomy, it should satisfy both your physical and spiritual needs. Tom Sciola invented the Bible bar. He joins us now by phone from Orlando, Florida. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Sciola.
Well, thank you.
Now, first of all, tell us about the ingredients in the Bible bar.
They come from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 8. This is what Bible scholars refer to as the seven species. In that particular scripture, the Lord said, as he's leading the Israelites into the promised land, he uses food to describe the goodness of the land. He says, "The Lord thy God brings you into a good land, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey." When I read that in the Bible, I thought to myself, I wonder if those seven ingredients could be combined into a nutritional bar. And so we set out to develop a bar based on those seven species or seven foods.
Now, I understand you had to add a couple of extra ingredients for taste. Is that right?
For taste and texture, we did have to add a little puffed rice to hold it together and for consistency, a little raspberry flavoring for some flavor.
Do you think that these foods really do feed the soul or the spirit?
I absolutely do. When you look into them and you see where they're mentioned in the Bible, they have great meaning, great symbolic, great religious and spiritual meaning. You know, wheat, for instance, which is the first ingredient mentioned, is a symbol for God's children. Barley is a grain in Israel that they used to start the calendar. The ancient Israelites would actually mark the brand new year by the arrival of the barley shoots, what they call Abib. Olive oil, they used that in the temple. It burned the menorah was lit with olive oil in front of the Ten Commandments. It kind of goes on and on like that. So these seven ingredients are fascinating, and you can actually spend a long time studying them and get new meaning as you dig deeper into their spiritual meaning.
What's the market for these Bible bars? Where do you sell them?
Well, we sell them primarily to the health food stores and to the Bible bookstores. We're in about 2,500 stores at this time, and we add about 30 or 40 stores a week.
Think you'll ever see them in your local convenience store?
Well, that's our dream. Believe it or not, we've had some interest from stores like that, and some are actually negotiating with us now to put the Bible bar in there. I think we'll see this idea grow and become more accepted.
Tom Sciola is the founder of House of David, a distributor of religious health foods. He joined us by phone from Orlando, Florida. Thanks so much, Mr. Sciola.
Oh, my pleasure.